ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 9 Brahma's prayers for creative energy, text 31. Tata Atmani Loke Cha Bhakti Yuktaha Samahitaha Drashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mayi Lokang Tvam Atmanaha Tata Atmani Lokecha
Bhakti
Yukta Samahitaha Drashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mayi Lokangs Tamatmanaha Tato Atmani Lokecha Bhakti Yukta Samahitaha Drashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mayi Lokangs Tamatmanaha Tato Atmani Lokecha Bhakti Yukta Samahitaha Drashtasi Mam Tatam Brahman Mayi Lokangs Tamatmanaha Thereafter, Atmani, in yourself, Loke, in the universe, Cha, also, Bhakti Yuktaha, being situated in devotional service, samahitah, being completely absorbed, drashta asi, you shall see, mam, me, tatam, spread throughout, brahman, O Brahma, Mayi, in me, Lokan, all the universe, Tvam, you, Atmanah, the living entities. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Brahma, when you are absorbed in devotional service, in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe, and you will see that you yourself, the universe and the living entities are all in me. Please repeat after me. O Brahma,
when you are absorbed
in devotional service,
in the course of your creative activities,
you will see me
in you,
and throughout the universe.
And you will see
that you yourself,
the universe,
and the living entities
are all in me.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is cited herein by the Lord that during his daytime, Brahma would see him as Lord Sri Krishna. He would appreciate how the Lord expanded himself into all the calves during his childhood at Vrindavan. He would know how Jashoda Mai saw all the universe and planetary systems within the mouth of Krishna during his playful childhood pastimes. And he would also see that there are many millions of Brahmas during the appearance of Lord Krishna in Brahma's daytime. But all these manifestations of the Lord appearing everyone in his eternal transcendental forms cannot be understood by anyone but the pure devotees, who are always engaged in devotional service to the Lord and are fully absorbed in the Lord. The high qualification of Brahma are also indicated herein. Tato atmani lokecha bhakti yukta samahitaha drashta simang tatam brahman mai lokang stamatmanaha. O Brahma, when you are absorbed in devotional service in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe, and you will see that you yourself, the universe and the living entities are all in me. So a pure devotee sees the Lord in his heart. The pure devotee sees the Lord in everyone's heart. And a pure devotee of the Lord sees the Lord in everything. And at the same time, he also sees that he himself, everyone else, and everything is resting in the Lord. That has been described as the qualification or perception of a pure devotee. Sarva bhuteshu ja pashet bhagavad bhavam atmani bhagavati bhavan atmanah tvai tesho bhagavatuttamah. So sarva bhuteshu ja pashet bhagavad bhavam atmani atmanah. Sarva bhuteshu, in every living entity, he sees the Lord. Yapashyati. And he also sees that how the Lord is present in every body and how everybody is actually resting on the Lord. So that is the perception of the most advanced devotee, Bhagavati Utta, Bhagavatattama, best of the most advanced devotee. There are three types of devotees: Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari. The Kanishtha Adhikari, he is a devotee. He accepts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He worships Him. But he sees the Lord and he thinks that He is the only devotee. Archayam eva haraye pujangja shraddhaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakrita smrita. Prakrita means mundane, materialistic. He is a materialistic devotee. He is a devotee, but his consciousness is not in the properly spiritually situated. But when he becomes more advanced, then he sees that how others are also engaged in devotional service, how others are also in advanced devotional situation. And at the same time he also sees that but some others, they are not devotees. They are rather, they are innocent, balisha. And then he also sees that some others are offensive to the Lord. Vishatsucha. Ishvare tadadhineshu balisheshu vishatsucha prema maitri kripa upekha ja karoti sa madhyama. So, Madhyamadhikari devotees' qualification is being described here. He sees Ishwaraha, he sees Krishna. He sees Tad Adhineshu, Krishna's devotees, Balisheshu, the innocent, and Dvitsatsucha, the offenders. And accordingly he has love, friendship, compassion and disregard. For Ishvara, Krishna, he has prema. To the devotees he has maitri. To the innocent he has compassion, kripa. And to the offenders, upeksha. He disregards them, avoids them. He doesn't want to have anything with them. So that is the Madhyamadhikari. He makes discrimination. He discriminates. There are different living entities are situated in different platforms. But Uttamadhikari is Sarvabhuteshu Japashet Bhagavad Bhavama. In every living entity he sees the Supreme, the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He sees that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. And he also sees that how everyone is actually resting on the Lord. Everyone is dependent upon the Lord. So that is the pure spiritual perception. Now, after all, everybody is a living entity. Everybody is a spirit soul. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same concept has been described it in this way, that sthabar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra sphuraye tar ishta deva sphurti. Sthabar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tar murti. He sees the non-moving, inert object, and he also sees the moving, living entities. He is seeing moving and non-moving. Everything in this world is either moving or non-moving. Generally, living entities are moving and the inert matter is non-moving. So he sees both inert and living entities not according to their murti, not according to their shape or form. Sarvatra sphurayatar ishtadev sphurti. Everywhere he sees his worshipful Lord. Now the question arises, I mean, does he then see Krishna everywhere? Yes, there is a way to see that. Like one way is when we see a living entity, a pure devotee sees that the Lord is situated in his heart. Prabhupada made it very clear to us that, for example, when we offer obeisances to each other, then we don't really offer obeisances to the person. Or rather, while we are offering obeisances to the person, we are actually offering the obeisances to the Lord in the heart. So this is how we have to see the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different living entities. And so we can see the Lord in the heart. We can see how the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can see how some living entities have rejected the Lord, and as a result of that, they are suffering in this material nature. And we can also see how the Lord is lamenting, how the Lord is afflicted, how the Lord is feeling the pain that these living entities have gone away from Him. And therefore, a devotee wants to bring those back, bring those living entities back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he is engaged in preaching. The point is, this is not just an imaginary perception. That is the difference between a devotee and the impersonalist. Impersonalists see, try to say that sarvam khallidam brahma, everything is Brahman. Yes, everything is the spirit, manifestation of the spiritual energy. But they do not see the variegatedness or individual's personality and individual's individual characteristics. They cannot see that. Similarly, if somebody says, you are Krishna. No, that devotee never says that, no, you are Krishna. He sees Krishna, but he doesn't think that everybody is Krishna. Rather, he sees that the Supreme, in relation to Krishna. Like, for example, like, I know that this finger is a part of my body, but no one will say that this finger is the body. Just this finger is by itself is not the body. It is just a part of the body. Similarly, we have to see the difference between the part and the whole. A living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A living entity is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, a devotee's perception is not imaginary, not speculative, but real. And it's in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a real context. Yes, the Lord is present in the heart, therefore a devotee sees the Lord in the heart of the devotees, of all the living entities. The wise man's perception has been described in Bhagavad Gita as Vidya Vina Sampanne Brahmane Gobi Hastini Shuni chaiva swapakecha pandita samadarshina. A Brahman who is qualified, very exalted Brahman, Vidyavina Sampanna Brahman. Gobi Hastini, a cow, an elephant, and Shuni Chaiva Sapakecha, a dog, and Sapaka is a dog eating chandala. He sees Samadarshina. He sees them as equal. He sees them equal. That doesn't mean that he thinks that an elephant is a dog and a dog is a chandala. No. He sees a dog as a dog. He sees an elephant as an elephant. He sees a Brahmana as a Brahmana. In their respective position. But Samadarshina. Why Samadarshina? Is a dog and an elephant equal? Is a Brahmana and a Chandala equal? No. They are not equal. Qualitatively they are different. But his perception is equal because he is not seeing their external material condition. Rather, they are seeing their spiritual identity. They are seeing them from their spiritual identity, in relation to their spiritual identity. That they are all spirit souls. One spirit soul is in a certain situation, he is a Brahmana. His activities, his past karma, his background has situated him in this platform, in this particular body. Another personality is a Chandal, meaning a lowest of mankind, absorbed in very, very undesirable activities. And he sees a cow. Also he sees that a cow is also a spirit soul. An elephant also is a spirit soul. A dog is also a spirit soul. A snake is also a spirit soul. They are all spirit souls. But according to their conditioning, according to their material involvement, they are situated in different types of bodies. And then he goes even deeper. Then he sees that how these living entities became separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They shouldn't become separate. They shouldn't be separated. They should be in relation, they should be situated along with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual sky. But unfortunately, they have become separated. Why they became separated? Because of their perverted mentality. And because of becoming separated from the Lord, look at their condition. In the material nature, they are undergoing so many different types of sufferings. So that is the perception of a pure devotee. And then he also sees that the inert objects, not only he is seeing the Lord or seeing everything in relationship with the Lord, in case with the only the living entities, but he is also seeing the inert objects. And he sees how these inert objects can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Oh, there is a nice mridanga. So let's just get it and engage it in Krishna's service. Or there is a very nice saying, the perception of a devotee. He sees some vultures in the sky and he becomes very happy. Now, who becomes happy seeing a vulture? Because vultures are very inauspicious animal, inauspicious bird. They say vultures bring all inauspiciousness. But a pure devotee sees a vulture flying in the sky, hovering. Sometimes you see some vultures are hovering in the sky, clustered together. He becomes happy. Why? Because he knows that there is a dead cow. Now, again, dead cow also is not very a pleasant sight. But he becomes happy. Why? Because now he thinks that I'll take the skin of the cow and I'll make a mridanga and I'll sing the glory of the Lord.
So that is the perception of a devotee. Therefore, that is very difficult to understand the perception of a devotee. Vaishnavir kriya mudra bikena bujha. Even a very learned person cannot understand the activities and mentality of a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord. Because he sees everything in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He sees everything in the light of how everything can be engaged in spreading the glory of the Supreme Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the perception of a pure devotee. To be in a most advanced stage means to be situated in a certain platform, to be situated to develop by developing certain outlook, certain attitude, certain mentality. That is a pure devotee. And then Prabhupada in the purport is pointing out another very wonderful aspect of this perception. That Brahma not only will see from his perspective, but Brahma also will see according to the Lord's pastimes. During his day, the Lord will appear. Once in a day of Brahma, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears. On the 28th, Chaturyuga, in the Dwapar Yuga, Krishna appears. And in that pastimes, Krishna will have some wonderful exchange with Brahma. He will allow Brahma to see so many wonderful things. Like for example, one day Brahma will see that this little boy, who is only about 7 years old, he was about 6 years old at that time. This pastime took place even before lifting of Govardhan, when he was about 6 years old. He's tending the cows. He just started to tend the cows, take the calves to the pasturing ground. So one day Brahma saw that this little boy killed Aghasura. This little boy Krishna killed a terrible demon called Aghasura. So he was very surprised, because Aghasura was such a powerful demon that even the demigods were afraid of Aghasura. The demigods used to tremble just by, not only afraid, they used to tremble just by near hearing the name of Aghasura. And Aghasura was not only very powerful, but he was practically immortal. Nobody could kill Aghasura. But this little boy, Brahma was seeing Krishna as a little boy due to the arrangement of Jogamaya. Sometimes Jogamaya bewilders the perception of a devotee so that he can have a very intimate loving exchange with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jogamaya, Maya means forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. Not seeing things as they actually are. That's called Maya. Illusion. Illusion. Now there are two types of Maya. One is a Mahamaya, the other is Jogamaya. Mahamaya is the Maya or illusion caused by forgetfulness. But Jogamaya is the spiritual aspect of that Maya. A kind of forgetfulness, kind of illusion. But it's not exactly illusion that we generally know of due to forgetfulness. So he was being affected by that illusory energy of the Lord, Jogamaya. Brahma could not recognize Krishna. this little six-year-old boy, he was seeing the six-year-old boy as just a cowherd boy. He couldn't see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he saw the cowherd boy was playing with his friends, and he was taking the calves to the pasturing ground, and they all were happily having a wonderful loving exchange among themselves. And then they came across this terrible demon, Aghasura. Brahma knew that that was Aghasura. And Brahma became worried. Oh, now these little children are approaching this terrible demon. What's going to happen? Brahma became curious and in anxiety. So then Brahma saw that all these young boys, cowherd boys, became curious to find out what is this. They thought that it was a cave, a mountain cave. And they thought, oh, it'll be a nice place to explore. So they walked into the mouth of Aghasura. Brahma knew that Aghasura actually has come to swallow them up. The boys entered, and following the boys, the cows also, the calves also entered in the mouth of Aghasura. And Krishna was just standing there, the six-year-old boy. And then Brahma saw finally that boy, Krishna, that cowherd boy, entered into the mouth of Aghasura. And Aghasura also was waiting for Krishna. Just as Krishna would enter, he would close his mouth and crash them, eat them up, swallow them. But before that Aghasura could do that, Krishna expanded himself into such a huge form that, what to speak of swallowing, that little boy got stuck in Aghasura's throat. And not only Krishna expanded himself into a huge form, then Krishna started to emanate. Krishna became like a ball of fire. So much fire, it became so hot that Aghasura started to writhe in pain. He was in a terrible situation. He tried to throw this boy out of his mouth, but he couldn't do that. The boy got stuck in his throat. So Aghasura's situation became so unbearable that he left his body. How did he leave his body? His throat was stuck. There was no way that he could leave his body. So all his other holes were stuck. I don't know how many holes a snake body has. But Aghasura then finally left his body, penetrating through his Brahmarandra, the cerebral hole. Generally, the yogis leave their bodies through the cerebral hole. That's a kind of a perfection. Now this Aghasura demon was forced to a situation like that where he was, he left his body through his Brahmarandra. And then he came out of his body, he hovered on the space for the time being. He was as if the soul was waiting for Krishna to come out of the mouth. And then when Krishna came out, his soul actually merged into Krishna's body. So Brahma was very surprised. So he thought, maybe this is my Lord, Narayana. So Brahma just kept on watching the activities of this boy. Then Brahma saw that after that, all these cowherd boys and the calves, along with Krishna, they came to the bank of the Jamuna. And there, they sat down to have picnic. They brought their food along with them. So they were sharing the food with each other, and the calves were grazing nearby, and they were having a picnic. And then again Brahma got surprised that he was thinking that this is Narayan, but then Brahma saw that how they were actually having exchange among themselves. That they were taking the remnants, Krishna was taking, this boy was taking the remnants of other cowherd boys, and other cowherd boys ate something and found it to be very tasty, and that half-eaten stuff, he's saying, come, taste it, see how wonderful it is. And he happily is taking it and eating it. Brahma thought, my Lord Narayan cannot behave like this. Who will ever offer any contaminated remnants to Narayan? Who will offer jutha to Narayan? And when will why will Narayan eat the jutha of somebody else? So Brahma became quite surprised. And then he thought that he would check it out, whether he is really Narayan. So then Brahma first stole the calves. He just stole the calves. In a wink of an eye, Brahma just took them away. And all of a sudden, the cowherd boys noticed that not a single cow is in sight. So they began to worry what happened. So they all were just eating. So Krishna said, okay, most really they have gone to entered into the forest, so I'll go and bring them back. So saying that, you all carry on eating, I'll just go and bring the calves back. So saying that, Krishna went to look for the calves. And he couldn't find the calves. So he came back. And when he came back, he saw that all the boys are also missing. Brahma, when Krishna went to search for the calves, Brahma actually stole the cowherd boys as well. And then Krishna realized that this is the doing of Brahma. So Krishna just smiled to himself. Okay, you're trying to check me out. Fine. See my Pashyame Jogamaisharam. See my mystic potency. So Krishna expanded himself to all these calves and all the cowherd boys. So they were replaced by his expansion. And for Brahma, just to steal the calves and cowherd boys and put them in a cave and block the mouth of the cave and turn around, it took him 1 year. Because it took, according to Brahma, it took 1 second. Brahma's second. But 1 second of Brahma is 1 year according to our calculation. So when Brahma turned around and looked, it was actually after 1 year that Brahma looked. And when Brahma looked around, he found that all the cowherd boys are having a picnic. Krishna is sitting in the center. They all are having a picnic. They are sharing their food and the calves are grazing in the field. So Brahma again looked into the cave and he found that this set of cowherd boys and calves are asleep in the cave, and on the other side they are all looking at they are all having their picnic. And then when second time when Brahma looked at them, what did they see? He saw that every cowherd boy is actually a Narayan. All the calves are actually Narayan. Krishna's expansion means Narayan. So they all are Krishna's expansion. So Brahma realized that this is not only my Lord, he is the origin of my Lord. I worship one Narayan and he can create so many Narayans from his expansions. So this is how Brahma became bewildered. Brahma Mohan Leela. Krishna bewildered Brahma in this way. And so this is, Prabhupada is pointing out that this is how Brahma will, Krishna, as if Narayan was telling, Lord was telling Brahma, that this is how he will see. Sarva Bhuteshu Ja Pashyet. You will see me in everyone. You will see that how I will expand myself into all these cowherd boys and calves. And then you will see that everything is in me. That of course you won't see yourself. That you won't see yourself, but that you will you will see through
Mother Yashoda. Now, playfully, one day, Krishna had a fight with some of his cowherd boyfriends. They didn't have a fight. One day, Krishna playfully ate some mud. And so they came home and reported to Mother Yashoda that Krishna ate mud. Now, for a child, sometimes a child eats mud, but that's not good for him. Because mud is not going to be digested in the stomach, so it will cause problem in the stomach. So Mother Yashoda was asking Krishna, did you really do that? Krishna said, no, I didn't do that. Then Mother Yashoda asked all the boys, why are you saying that? They said, no, Krishna did that, he's lying. Then Krishna said, no, I'm not lying. Actually, I had a fight with them and they unnecessarily are complaining to you. So, in this way it was going on. So then finally Mother Yashoda said, okay, open your mouth and let me see. And when Krishna opened his mouth, Mother Yashoda saw the entire universe within Krishna's mouth. So this is again, Vashyame Jogameshwaram. So his mystic opulence. Krishna is in everybody, Krishna is in everything, and everything is in Krishna. Not only one universe, there are innumerable universes, there are innumerable Brahmas. So Brahma should not think, so Brahma should not become proud of his position. Oh, I am so big. Krishna reminded that actually you are just one insignificant living entity. And Krishna, through his pastimes, he pointed out. One day Brahma wondered that when Brahma came to see Krishna, he came little proudly and said, please inform. And naturally Krishna was in Dwarka. He's a prince there, so nobody could just walk into his chamber, walk into his room. Brahma came and Krishna's attendants asked, so what should I tell him? He said, please tell him that Brahma has come to see him. So Krishna could detect that Brahma had a little pride, thinking that he is so exalted. So Krishna asked, which Brahma? And then when Krishna wondered which Brahma, he also called the other Brahma. Other Brahmas immediately appeared, and then this Brahma saw there are so many Brahmas, and out of them he was the most insignificant. He had only 4 heads. There are Brahmas with 16 heads, there are Brahmas with 64 heads, there are Brahmas with hundreds of heads, thousands of heads. So this is the potency, this is the mystic opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to be a devotee means to understand the supreme position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And compared to him, everything becomes insignificant. From our perspective, we may think, oh, he is so big. But compared to the Lord's perspective, all living entities are absolutely insignificant. Like we can consider there is an ant community. In the ant community, say, one ant can lift how much? 1 grain of sugar. But another ant, he can lift 2 grains of sugar, double the size. So this ant community will consider, oh, he is Mr. Universe. He is so big, he is so great. But look at from the human perspective, it's just an ant. From our perspective, whether he can lift 1 grain or 2 grains, it's totally insignificant. So similarly, not only from Krishna's perspective, even from demigod's perspective, our situation is like that of an ant. And the demigods are insignificant in relation to Brahma.
And Brahma's situation is insignificant in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we must recognize our insignificant situation, our insignificant position, and surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then what will happen, as the Lord pointed out in the previous verses, that Brahma, yes, you have been assigned with a very big responsibility, but don't worry, I will be there. I will assist you. I will enable you to accomplish all those things. So when we surrender to the Lord empowers us. And what's the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee? A non-devotee always desires for his sake, whereas a devotee always desires for Krishna's sake. A non-devotee thinks, oh, I want this, I want that, for my sense gratification, for my pleasure. But a devotee thinks in relation to Krishna's pleasure. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. To engage all the senses, all the abilities in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called devotional service. So devotee thinks in terms of Krishna. It's not that the devotee doesn't think. It is not that a devotee doesn't desire. But devotee's desire is simply in relation to Krishna's pleasure. How can I please Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? How can I fulfill the plans of Krishna? So that is the intention of a devotee. And how then what Krishna does? Krishna fulfills those desires. And that is called becoming empowered. Empowered. He is not functioning according to his ability. He has been specially empowered, invested by Krishna's potency. So that is how wonderful this process is, and that is the ultimate perfection. Our existence. To become completely absorbed in Krishna and be completely engaged in serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Any question?
Well, you mentioned that the three classes of devotees, the Madhyama, the Kanishtha Madhyama, the Madhyama actually describes as Uttamasis, Krishna and everything and all. So this kind of vision, do we have to just wait till it comes by itself, or do we have to also kind of train our mind to see it in that way?
Well, the training the mind is also there, but that aspect is the Vaidhi Bhakti. The practicing, the process. But ultimately it is a state of consciousness. It is not some sort of external imposition or imagination. Like it's a natural development. Like for example, when one is a baby, he crawls. But when it grows up, it walks. Right? So it is a different development of one phase to another phase. So the spirit soul at the initial stage, when it is accepting or it is practicing this or accepting the spiritual process, but he is situated on the material platform, then his mentality will be like that. That's the Kanishtha Adhikari. It is a situation. It's a situation that's unavoidable in the course of his development. So there is no need to be upset. Oh, why I'm a Kanishtha Adhikari? Well, if I'm a Kanishtha Adhikari, let me be a Kanishtha Adhikari. At least, you know, some Adhikar has come, right? At least some devotion has began. Previously, I didn't even know who Krishna was. Previously, there was no acceptance of Krishna's authority. Previously, I never even thought of becoming a devotee. But today at least I have come to the devotional platform. And in this platform, because of my crooked mentality, because of my perverted mentality, I am thinking that I am the greatest devotee. But what to do? I can't help it. But keep on practicing the process. Then from Kanishtha we'll come to the Madhyam platform. Continue to practice the process. From Madhyam we'll come to the Uttam Adhikari platform. So it is a development of consciousness. It's a matter of development of consciousness. Therefore, wherever we are, let us recognize that situation and try to improve ourselves. Yeah, if I don't want to remain a Kanishtha Adhikari, but at least let me recognize that I am a Kanishtha Adhikari. And now let me practice the process with all sincerity. Then yes, I will develop. I'll come transcend this situation and come to the higher platform and so forth. Yes, Ansul, how many questions are there?
So far, two questions.
Okay.
First from Guru Varana Guru. Our eyes absorb us easily in Maya and Krishna remains outside our material vision. How can we see Krishna everywhere when our senses are looking for happiness through our eyes?
Well, yeah, the same point. Keep on practicing the process of devotional service. Practice the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. That is, Vaidhi Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Bandanam. So which the process actually begins with Shravanam. So when we hear, then we'll get to know Krishna more and more. And as a result of that, we'll develop our attachment to Krishna, we'll develop our appreciation for Krishna, we'll develop our love for Krishna. It'll keep on happening by practicing the process. So now, yes, we are in a contaminated state, we are seeing things in a certain way because of a conditioned state. But if we practice the process, then we'll transcend this conditioned state and come to a perfected stage. It will happen. So now we are seeing things in a certain way, but through the practice of devotional service, we'll be trained to see things in some other way. Like that other way is that seeing things in the light of our love for Krishna. Now what happens? We forgot Krishna. Therefore we do not know who to love, how, but we want to love. So what we are loving now, where we are imposing our love? We are imposing our love in objects of a sense gratification. But as we develop our Krishna consciousness, then we'll develop our love for Krishna, and then perception will change. Like in this respect, Prabhupada gives the example that the mother, when she was a young girl, she was completely into sense gratification. She didn't know anything besides her sense gratification. She only concerned, what will please her, what will give her pleasure. So, but the moment she becomes a mother, her attitude completely changes. Then she doesn't consider about herself. She is always concerned about her own child. She is completely, morning till night, she is completely absorbed about her child, the moment she becomes a mother. Right? The moment she gives birth to a child. So Krishna consciousness is like that. As we develop our Krishna consciousness, our whole perception will change. Like now we are completely absorbed in our body consciousness. And as a result of that, we are naturally inclined towards sense gratification. But by practicing the process, just like in the case of a mother, case of a girl, the process was she got married, the union with her husband, and as a result of that, child was conceived, and the child grew, and then she gave birth to a child. So similarly, Krishna consciousness also goes through a specific process. Shravanam, and that process is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. That process. And if we practice the process, it will happen. From loving our selves, we will develop our love for Krishna. It will happen. The transformation will take place. Thank you, Guru Gauranga. Any other question?
Second question from Nilambari Radhika Matari. Lord is present in everyone's heart. So how do we deal with the people with demonic nature in this material world?
Yeah. It depends whether you are a Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari or Uttama Adhikari. So, especially when you are a Madhyama Adhikari, then you will see the discrimination. You will recognize, he is a demon. He is a spirit soul, no doubt, but he is a demon. Demon means he is offensive to Krishna. So what is the attitude of a Madhyama Adhikari devotee towards an offender? Disregard.
No.
Have nothing to do with him. I don't want to have anything to do with him. But if you are a Uttama Adhikari, then you won't see him as a demon. You will see that how he is a part of Krishna's divine arrangement. Like you will see that actually he is behaving like that because Krishna has a plan to take him back to Godhead. So he is a demon for the time being, just like Hiranyakashipu is a demon for the time being. But then he becomes a devotee. So someday he will become a devotee of Krishna. And Krishna is just making him go through certain phases. And eventually he will become a devotee. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Nilambari, for your nice question. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes?
You mentioned that Brahma still in living entity, and same time Krishna replaced the same living entity. So my question is, have you defined between
when Krishna expands, then he is not a living entity, then he is an avatar. When Krishna expands, then he is not a jiva. When Krishna expands, it's Vishnu Tattva. So those cowherd boys were not jiva tattvas. They were not living entities. They were. That's why Brahma saw. How did Brahma saw this cowherd? As Narayan. Is there a difference between jiva and Narayan? Or do you think they're same? Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question from you all, students from Bhopal? Do you have any question? No? Okay. Yes. I have a question. Are you all, did you all come for the first time? How many of you came for the first time this time? Oh, most of you. How many of you came here before? Okay, just 2-3 of you. Okay. Those who came for the first time and those who came here before, are you properly situated? When did you arrive? Yesterday. Are you comfortably situated? You're happy being here? You're enjoying your stay here? Very good. Thank you. 17 of them came in. Very good. Welcome to Ujjain. Yes, Rabbi.
I have two questions.
Yeah, sure.
Number one, my question is, that can someone may born with this is state of consciousness.
Can someone?
May born with a state
kind
of consciousness.
What kind of consciousness?
This Uttama Adhikari or like that state of consciousness.
Yes, sure. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Yeah. In what consciousness, with what kind of consciousness he was born. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das Thakur, all these, pure devotees. They are pure devotees.
One more question. What do you prefer, becoming brahmachari with saffron cloth or becoming brahmachari with white cloth? I mean to say, most of the devotees are the students.
Okay, I get your point.
Yeah.
Okay, brahmachari in saffron clothes, brahmachari in white cloth. So that means you're asking, which kind of brahmachari is better? Brahmachari, brahmachari, grihastha brahmachari, vanaprastha brahmachari, or sannyasi brahmachari? Okay, brahmacharis are brahmacharis, irrespective of external situation. So we have to become brahmachari not by dress, but we have to become brahmachari in heart. So become a brahmachari in heart. That's what really matters.
One more question.
Go ahead.
Even yesterday you were given an example of autopilot. Autopilot to relieve human pilot from mental stress and strain while it is in state and level flight. So whenever if some maneuvering is there or some aerobatic or loop is there, so Krishna definitely sends some representative to maneuver that one.
Okay, so main thing is that don't get into a loop when it's in autopilot. Then you get into control. If you are the pilot, if you are running the vehicle, if you are flying the aircraft, then don't set it in autopilot and leave it at that. Then take the control of that. Yeah? And don't depend upon Krishna. Take control. What I was giving the example of autopilot is guna karma is the autopilot. Krishna's arrangement. Right? It's Krishna's arrangement. But the human beings have the ability to transcend the guna karma platform. Other living entities, subhuman species, they're completely under the control of guna and karma. But the human beings are meant to transcend the guna karma platform and come to the platform of devotion and service. Surrender. So surrender means giving the control to Krishna. Right? So there are three stages. You are controlling, right? You are flying the aircraft. Then you set the thing in autopilot. And then you hand it over to Krishna. Right? So when the best thing is to ultimately to hand it over to Krishna. Recognizing that I am not actually the doer. Things, everything is happening by his arrangement.
I have one question. That Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita I give given to million years ago to the sun god Rishon. So my question is that sun god Rishon is also a great devotee of Krishna. That's why he is doing this. So why is he in demigod's position?
Why is he in a demigod's position? Because he is. He has been assigned with some responsibility. Right? Because he is a devotee, he has given some responsibility. The responsibility is to control the sun planet. Right? Now, say, Krishna has some important responsibility. Now, who will he give the responsibility? To somebody who is loyal to him or somebody who is disloyal to him? So isn't it natural that Krishna will give those positions to his devotees? So demigods have their respective responsibilities. And generally Krishna gives those responsibilities to his devotees. They may not be pure devotees, but they are devotees. Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Oh yeah.
As you said that there are three stages of piloting an aircraft, by yourself, autopilot, surrender to Krishna. Like this human body as we have, this is half of it is autopilot. And the things which we cannot control are heart going on, the gyration process and external. While the others are in our control as you can move our locomotives. So if we try to get those autopilot things on our control, sometimes it turns as if we cannot do it.
Yeah.
How can we help that?
So that's why, if you are a co-pilot, then hand it over to the pilot. Right? So hand the vehicle control over to Krishna. Because he knows how to control. Right? After all, he is controlling everything. Right? And then what happens? Then everything becomes easy. But it doesn't mean that I stop functioning. If I'm a co-pilot,
I keep on flying, but assisting the pilot under his direction, right? But if I'm a co-pilot, and if I disregard the captain and try to fly because I'm not experienced enough, I may get into trouble, right? So the intelligent thing is to hand the control over to the captain, right? Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.